News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:06 in the morning right here. Phone lines are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's Friday, July the 31st. Yes, it's Friday.
Yes, and we are here this morning, 7:06 in the morning. It's currently 79 degrees, Carl, in the downtown studios. And for all of you loyal KCNR listeners, good morning. You had a great show yesterday with Trish, and so happy to be here. But guess what today? Our temperatures are going to be around 109. Yep. And we have got Colt 45 action happening this weekend. So,
tonight,
you know, if they can be dressed
night.
And ready to play a game, we can go out and support them.
That's right. That last three games of the season are this weekend. And they won last night.
Fantastic. And tonight our lows will be 74, so that's not too bad. Our forecast on Saturday calls for 103, Sunday around 100. And Sunday night there's going to be a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy with a low of 71. As we approach and the further forecast, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we're all under triple digits.
<That's right. laughs>
Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. They are locally owned and operated, where they do give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Now, I love our Friday mornings because you know what we have.
We have a lot of things going on here. Let's just say hello to Eric.
Good morning, Eric.
How are you doing there, buddy?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Okay. do we have an update on fires? Were you able to find something on the fires? Okay, well, the latest on the fires, you know, anyway, was that I think they've got them contained, and I think, but right now there's 7,000 firefighters fighting 14 fires in California right now.
Wow.
It's hot. The humidity's down. It is dry out there. It is just it's just a tinderbox. So be extremely careful. They've got all the fires in Millville contained. But they had to go out and do another. They had another fire out of trash cans on 299 in Bonaventura that they had to fight last night too. So, but you're right. One of our favorite times of the week. Is sitting right here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning, Spencer from Haven Humane. Good morning. We always like to bring in our pet of the week. It's a special time that we take our Friday mornings and embrace the process. You bring in a pet of your choice.
Yes.
And today we have what? Who?
This morning I brought Trisha with me. You may remember Trisha from about 3 weeks ago. I brought her in. She had participated in our Camp Love a Pet, our first session. She is currently in our second session at Camp Love a Pet, so she'll be super trained by the time she goes home. Trisha is a 3-year-old pit bull mix. I personally think she's a pit bull shepherd mix. She is around 50 pounds, tan in color, she's got a little black on her muzzle. Really, really well-behaved dog. This dog, we have her rated for home with kids 5 and older. She loves all other animals, even the bunnies that we have right now. She loves the bunnies.
In fact, you've had to a couple of times pull her back because she was licking bunnies.
Yes.
She was licking bunnies, and you were just a little concerned she was going to lick the hair off her.
So Trisha is a great dog. She absolutely loves the water. So if anybody adopts her, you got to get a little kiddie pool for her to play in because she'll be out there all day long just romping around in the
be happy.
Little
she'll be happy
pool.
Just laying there with little, she'll have wrinkly skin.
Yes.
At the end of the day. She is a sweetheart. She has got a pretty face. Her eyes are really gentle. And she's sitting there when she wags her tail. I don't know if you've heard it, but it was thumping. It was thumping on the floor here.
She, you know, believe it or not, this dog has been in our shelter since March 23rd. So she has been there for months. Mm. I mean, that's a long time for any dog to be at our shelter. And she's such a great dog that all the staff and the volunteers have fallen in love with her. And her adoption fee has actually almost completely been paid for. Her adoption fee is only $20 to take her home.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
She's already spayed, had everything done. I mean, she's amazing. Walks perfect on a leash. She knows sit, down. She does an army crawl. And I believe they're working on rollover this session at camp. So.
Wow.
The army crawl.
So okay, how do we get a? How does someone come to see her today?
So you could stop by our shelter at 7449 East Side Road, or you could give us a call at 241-1653. You could also see a picture online at kcnr.com or at havenhumane.net.
There you go.
Great.
You'll be able to see what she looks like. Looking at our website later on today. Or do we already have that one?
Yes, you do. Okay. I sent it to you again this morning.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any big plans this weekend?
We do. We just have one. We have a big adoption event. It's going to be tomorrow. It'll run all day long. Where every single animal at our shelter is only going to be $50 to adopt. That's every dog,
oh, wow.
Every cat, any animal. That includes the entire medical package.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. One day and one day only.
At Haven Humane.
At Haven Humane.
So. Except for Trish.
Except for Trish or anybody else that's been sponsored.
Okay, and she's only $20.
Yes, and we're hoping that today's her lucky day and she finds a forever
family.
She's
a good dog.
She's a good
dog. I tell
you
what, she's quiet here, but she looks like she'd be just a lot of, I mean, she's very attentive and alert. And
she'd be
like
a good trail dog. If the woman was feeling like I need to have a little bit or more than a, you know, than a little fluff puff, you know, it's not like she's huge, but you know, she's stocky.
Yep, and you know, and the great thing is she would get along great with a little mm-hmm. fluffy dog mm-hmm. too. So a woman could still have the fluffy dog, mm-hmm. then they could also have mm-hmm. Trisha.
That's right, and not only that, but Trisha also is keeping her eye on the Bob out there, which is always a plus for me. Any animal that comes in and just automatically assumes that the Bob is not deadly, is you know, I worry about the dog then. But the ones that keep their eye on the Bob, you know, Bob Martin, our morning guy. So okay. Go on out to Haven Humane, $20, and you can pick up a beautiful, wonderful dog for your home.
Please do.
Okay. Thanks so much, Spencer.
Thanks a lot, Spencer.
Thank you for having us.
You bet. Anytime. You know, he does so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you.
He
really does. I mean, he cares about what's going on. He cares about these animals. You can tell that. He shares his breakfast with him. He has breakfast while he's here. You know, he has a little breakfast sandwich. And the dogs just love him anyway because he's giving them part of his sandwich. But then they just, you know, they try to crawl up in his lap. And, you know, a 55-pound dog crawling into your lap is cute at times. You know one thing.
It's when they're 200 pounds.
Yeah, it's when they're 200 pounds. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Sleep Number. And their new, they have this new thing they're doing with the new Sleep IQ Kids.
For kids, yeah.
Sleep IQ for kids. The Sleep IQ technology takes your sleep, and you don't have to do anything. You have to lay there. And it can help you sleep better by giving you ideas about, you know, maybe you need to change your sleep number setting. My sleep number setting, of course, is 45. Linda's sleep number setting is
40,
and you can read about adjusting that and all this. But now here's for the kids. You worry about your kids sleeping enough because, you know, kids, when they're sleeping, they got to sleep when they're growing, they got school and all these. The new Kids Sleep IQ technology is now available, and you'll see at a glance the quality and quantity of your child's sleep. That's right. And you'll know what kind of adjustments you can do to help them sleep better, just like their sleep number setting. And you'll learn how activities such as exercise, homework, and staying up late affect your kids' sleep. Not only your kids' sleep, but my sleep. I go to bed too late at night. You, on the other hand, go to bed.
I try to keep myself conditioned in the fact that, you know, by 10 o'clock, the TV's off. Because at 10:30, I know that I want to be sleeping because then we get up at 5:30. That works for me.
Well, I get up at 5, and mainly because Elk Killer drags me out of bed. Hey, you know, right now, if you bring your kids down to our Sleep Number store, they have a chance to win $5,000 to a $50,000 scholarship and a Sleep IQ Kids bed. That's right. They have a chance to win that college scholarship and a bed, but you got to go down to the Target Shopping Center, go into the Sleep Number store, and see Brian, Janice, or any of the professionals down there that will help you. They'll help you find the right bed. Ask them about the Sleep IQ technology. Ask them about the kids' Sleep IQ technology. Get your number down there and figure out how much is a good night's sleep worth. Made in America. rated number one by Consumer Reports. Sleep Number Bets. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Redding plant and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
You've got to help me. I don't know if I'm going crazy or if my car is possessed. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The owner's ordeal began after a collision repair, resulting in a car that had a mind of its own. It would suddenly pull violently left or right, but only when he was alone. He had taken the car back to the shop that repaired it. It was test driven 8 times. Nothing happened. Nobody believes me. They look at me like I'm crazy. Just minutes before he arrived at Coachmaster, the pulling struck again. My inspection revealed necessary framework and wheel alignment had not been corrected from the collision. At Coachmaster, we stock hundreds of blueprints. With this evidence, we proved the owner was not crazy and the car was not possessed. The insurance company authorized us to correct the vehicle. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in-store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like it. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. So many things going on this weekend. One thing, a reminder that tomorrow, August 1st, Lake Redding Park in the Pavilion Gazebo area, it's Paisano Days. That's right. All you can eat pasta dinner begins. And there's going to be, you know, of course, their beautiful meat sauce and pesto sauce. They have a craft fair, activities throughout the day, boccia ball, and of course, Italian music, and then there's going to be lots of gift certificates. But
special
those,
guest appearance by Frank Sinatra. Oh, no, he can't do that.
And
no.
By the way, this is for the Shasta Lodge Sons of Italy. So, anyway, we wanted to remind you about
Sons
that.
Sons of Italy do a lot of things, and this is for they're raising money for a lot of good causes they always do. And they're going to have a huge grand prize, 7-day, 6-night houseboat trip. So all that right there, Paisano Days.
All that right there,
Saturday, August the 1st, tomorrow. All that right
all
there.
All that
starting
right
at 10 o'clock in the morning and goes to 5, and then entertainment. It's everything.
Yeah, Paisano Days, in
you
case
could,
you've been wondering.
You could go down there, dip yourself into the river, come on back up, eat, drink, be merry, and stay till midnight.
There you go, Shasta Lodge, Sons of Italy, Paisano Days.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, for top 100 hospital for 3 years in a row. You know, they've been doing this for 70 years. They've got it down right. Top 100 hospital in the United States, in the top 100 hospitals in the United States at Shasta Regional. Plus, their cardiac unit is in the top 50
of all the hospitals in the United States. Why? Because Shasta Regional is treating people well. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good people down there. Okay.
Excited Kyle, about our next guest.
Kyle DeFore is with us here.
Kyle.
Mighty Fine Foods.
Good to be with you. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You know, Kyle has, you know, Mighty Fine Foods is, it's kind of, I don't know, what, how would you just say?
One-stop shop. Part,
well, yeah, but it's part of our community. It's been here forever, since 1977.
Cultural.
Mm-hmm. It's a
cultural
icon.
Icon of generational convenience.
Yeah, but it's more than a convenience
and a
store.
Meat store.
Yeah, it's you know, when people look at it, it's not some huge like Safeways or any of these things. But yet it's not a convenience store. It's,
yeah,
you guys have kind of like a hybrid here.
We like to say we're either a very small grocery store or the best convenience store you've ever been in.
I like that.
Or a convenience store that happens to have a meat department and produce. And a really, really good deli. We barbecue every Friday. We'll be barbecuing here in a couple hours.
What do y'all barbecue?
We do tri-tip. We do chicken. We do ribs. Usually at least one or two different kinds of ribs. Hot dogs, Polish dogs, all the above.
And so. Usually sold out by?
Oh, well, sometimes we'll do two cooks. But, yeah, we get it out there pretty early. We try to get it on the grill by about 10:30 or 11. And then we keep it in there inside all day. We do tri-tip sandwiches, all, you know, we do it.
Because I know you get sold out there quick. People come down.
Mm-hmm. I love the inside story, though. Your dad was, he is a butcher.
Mm-hmm.
And from the year of, what year?
Well, Mighty Fine's been there since 1977. He built that out there. It used to be a Shasta View Markets. For those who have been in Shasta County for a long time, they might remember Shasta View Markets. That was my dad and his cousin. But he's been a butcher since the mid-1960s, been in business for himself since the late 60s. He had actually, like I said, he built that out there in 1977. And he had sold it in 91, and it was a holiday from 91 to 97. And then they ended up not renewing the lease, so we went back out there, made it a Mighty Fine. That was when I was in high school. And then we had sold it to another family in 2001 that was local that we had known as well. And we ended up getting it back in May of 2012, and we've been out there ever since for the last 3 years. And he cuts the meat for us a few days a week and runs errands and is in there more often than he isn't. And I'm there 5 or 6 days a week, and we're doing the father-son family business thing. Not a lot of them left in the grocery business.
So. Does he actually have the hang? The hanged, what do you would call it? The
meat hanging in the
water. The meat hanging in the.
Well, you know, that's one of the funny things. He was joking, you know, he said, butchers have it easy now because, you know, it used to be they'd send you in the side of beef and you'd break it and you'd cut it and you'd do all that kind of stuff. He said, it all just comes in bags now. You know, he said, it's not as difficult as it used to be. But
you know, I've worked in slaughterhouses before, and one of my jobs was that in the mornings, I'd go in, they'd have them hanging there. And Rusty's guys were, and this was back when I was a kid, and they'd have these sides of beef hanging. And they'd have them cut almost all the way halfway through, but they'd still be hanging. So you'd come up, put it on your shoulder. As you walk on up, the guy standing there would cut it the rest of it through. And you'd take this to, you'd take it into a truck, and you'd hang it on a hook on there. And so they could then take it out to other places. And this is what they used to bring to y'all was that side of beef, a half of a side of beef, or maybe even, you know, a whole side. And then, like your dad would do, would just break it down. Now they do that work.
Yeah, nowadays it comes in and you pretty much just cut it into the steaks you want, or cut it into the how big you want it to be, and just go from there. So
now, he can make any type of cut you want then.
Oh yeah, we
see, that's the other thing about having a butcher, that you're going into a place that you can go in and, hey, Ed, I'm looking for this kind of stuff
today.
I need
20 small 4-inch steaks.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's one thing, too. You know, we've had people that come in, they want them cut thick, they want them cut thin, you know, they want this specific kind, they want it aged this much. You know, we've done some Christmas parties and catered some private parties and things like that. We do the tri-tip and we do fried chicken and all that kind of stuff. And we can get, of course, you know, when you got 1,000 drinks and over 250 beers, you know, we can.
Oh, no, we're going to get to that.
Do anything
no,
like
no,
that.
We're going to get to that in a few seconds. Don't worry. Here, Tom. Because that is one of the things that when we do our live read about that, I'm looking at this. And there's a question in my mind about that. But let's stay with the butcher part here. So if you wanted to go down and you wanted really thinly sliced beef, you know, like a carne asada type of thing, he could your dad can do that. He just, you know, slice up 5 pounds.
Yeah, we've got, and we do deli meats by the pound, too, deli meat and cheese that we can slice up as much as you want. In addition to, like
the sandwiches and everything. Yeah,
we do the, pretty much anything you want. If you can imagine it, we can probably come up with it.
I like it.
I was thinking about that because I need, because you can make, when you get it thinly sliced like that, then you can make jerky out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's, it's not the most expensive cut, but still it makes a good jerky, too. Mm-hmm. Your dad taught me that, by the way. Loved one. Okay, 1,000 drinks. When I say that, and I'm thinking to myself, maybe, is that 1,000 total? No, this is 1,000 different drinks?
Mm-hmm.
You've got 1,000 different drinks there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually put in some new freezers, new coolers last year, and for all of our ice cream and all of our drinks and everything like that. And one whole aisle on one side has over 500 drinks on it, and then the whole back wall of the store is all beer and soda. So we've got like 37 different kinds of Arizona iced tea and different things like that.
250 different kinds of beer?
Mm-hmm.
Is that right? 250 different kinds of beer?
And counting. It's expanded beyond the beer box, and now it's creeping up one of the aisles. I have a microbrew section
kinds.
Of it.
There's a different – I mean, so you've got 250 different kinds of beer.
Well, and that's one of the great things.
Not just 250 cases of beer.
Oh, no, yeah. No. I get a few thousand cases a week as far as the volume goes. But for the different kinds, the last 10, 15 years especially, I went to college from 01 to 04, and that was kind of when the craft beer revolution was starting. We all know what Sierra Nevada's done the last couple of years. They got a plant over in North Carolina. Now they're nationwide. But there are so many beers in Northern California, over on the coast, Southern Oregon.
So you've got a lot of these designer beers.
Mm-hmm.
Craft beers, designer beers. So you've kind of searched through the whole area, and you've got examples. So if somebody's looking for a different kind of beer,
mm-hmm.
Mighty Fine is the place to come.
Well, we hang our hat on our selection. You can get a Red Bull or a Pepsi or a Budweiser just about anywhere.
Yeah.
We have a lot of those things that you may not have seen anywhere else. I had somebody come out from, and they were from Texas. They were out here on vacation. They said, and we have Big Red Soda, which you don't see a lot of other places. And they're like, I haven't seen this anywhere other than Texas. Or I've got like Abba Zaba candy bars and like older type candy bars you don't see everywhere like that. We try to keep
the Big Red.
Oh, I love that.
Big Red. No, that soda. I remember that from down south. And how about root beers? Got root beers there?
Oh, I've probably got about a dozen different kinds between them. I've got a couple sarsaparillas, and we carry, of course, all A&W barks, any of those. But we
how
carry
can
a couple.
You carry so many different brands?
Well, it's...
Because he can?
Because he can?
Yeah.
Because he's a boss?
Hey, how come you guys play that? Because we can? Because
Ed,
we own it?
Ed asked me the same thing. He's like, he said, all this, the whole back room of inventory is all drinks, because you got 1,000 different ones. You got to keep a case of this and a case of that and a case of that and... Because you don't want to run out of anything week to week, but he's like, why do we got all these back here? I said, well, because that's what people come in and buy. People come in because they know they can get a deli sandwich or a daily lunch special under $5. And they can get pretty much anything if you can imagine it, or if it exists drink wise. I either have it or I'm going to have it soon.
Oh, I love it.
And you take special orders too, I bet.
Oh yeah, we do.
Okay,
I've got some that get case costs.
Okay,
and all that,
Lone Star Beer.
What's that?
Lone Star Beer.
Lone Star Beer. I might have to add that to the list here.
Is that from Texas?
It's from Texas. And there's also something called Pearl. Pearl Beer. Okay, I'm not sure about Pearl. And Pearl may have been in another country, and I just don't remember.
Probably China.
How about San Miguel?
I believe we do.
I bet you'd have San Miguel.
Off the top of my head, I couldn't say.
That's out of the Philippines.
Yeah. I couldn't say 100% off the top of my head.
San Miguel is, yeah.
Lone Star, it may not be in business anymore, by the way. This was a long time ago. But they did have a big brewery down in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I tell my drink guys, whether they're the beer guys or the soda guys or anything, I go around to a couple different places every week that aren't our store, and I see, and if I take pictures of stuff, and I think I kind of bug them a little bit. I'm like, hey, why don't I have these yet? Or why don't I have these two new flavors that have been out for
a week?
Fantastic.
Been out for, they were introduced yesterday. Yeah.
I love the idea of sarsaparilla because, that's inspired me because when my folks come to town, I'm always like trying to do something weird for my dad. Not that that's weird, but he would love that.
Mm-hmm.
Sarsaparilla.
Yeah. Let's take a break here. Our guest is Kyle DeFore. He and his dad own Mighty Fine Foods out there in the corner of 299 and Deschutes Road. It's your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. What did I say?
You're right.
Bella Vista, yeah.
It's Bella Vista.
Oh, why did I say Palisadro?
Because it's on your mind.
Just a hop, okay. Skip, and a jump for
yeah.
Palisadro.
Yeah.
Bella Vista. Bella Vista. But I want
to... On the way to the gun club.
Usually, this is usually like a 15 or 15-minute interview, but no, we're going to keep you over because there's other things I want to talk to you about here. Because things that I say that I've talked to you about in passing, but I just want to just make sure is that we're getting all this down. Like, there's 1,000 different drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think anybody else ever offers that anywhere else around here. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, where you go in there and get those hot coffees and wines in this in the middle of town. Then walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just outstanding. All this, better known, 2143 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's Molly Kidd, and I'm taking over the radio this summer during On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not in the North State. Wine, food, music, and fashion. It's every Thursday night from 6 to 7. Listen in and find out where you need to be this summer. It's On the Spot, but with Molly Kidd. Special thanks to Dandelion Unique Gifts and Clothing, Wind River Resort and Casino, and Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
So, Brenda, guess what?
Oh, what now?
Boomer Tech Radio is changing a little bit again.
Oh, my gosh. Just like keeping up with technology. Can't keep up with Boomer Tech Radio.
Right now, every Saturday from noon until 2 o'clock, you can listen to Boomer Tech Radio for 2 hours back-to-back right here on KCNR 1460. And we are brought to you every week by
Advanced Automotive.
Safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. So listen every Saturday for Boomer Tech Radio, noon to 2, right here on KCNR 1460.
They'll help you keep up with technology.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. It's Friday. Good morning. It is 7:33 in the morning. 79 degrees out there. I imagine it's pretty, really closer to 80 or maybe even 81, going up to 109 today. Oh, yes. Weather reports always brought to you by...
Shasta Gas Propane is going to be partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 74. Saturday calls for 103 and Sunday 100. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
I was born in 83. And then over those first 13 years of my life where we had the foster kids, we had two 16-year-olds, a 4-year-old, and then the other 45 are all birthed to 2 years. And some of those you'd only have for, you know, weeks or a matter of months. One we had for almost a year and a half. One of them that we had very early on actually was adopted by my first cousin, so she's my second cousin now. I wish we could do more, but, you know, you try to make a difference with what you can do. So.
Well, I love the fact that you've taken your passion, too, about, okay, so that's on the spiritual side of things, of what it is to nurture your community and and other souls. But the fact that you can play with a thousand different kinds of beers and have fun with that is great. Where do you see yourself 10 years from now?
You know, that's hard to say. You know, I really love running the store. You know, my dad's 77, so I don't imagine that he's going to want to cut meat forever. We have another another great guy who comes in and cuts meat for us a few days a week, so he doesn't have to do it every day. I'll be taking part of that on here coming up in the next year or two. You know, I'd love to still be doing the same thing. You know, I don't have any great aspiration to have like a, you know, whole chain of mini marts or anything like that. You know, like I was saying before, you know, this is where we're from. You know, this is, it's not a bad place to be from. I joke that, you know, 11 years ago, or when I was 18, I graduated from high school, right as they were getting ready to sell the store to the family that they had sold it to in 2001. I said, my dad said, well, you know, do you want to be in the grocery business? I said, oh, no, Dad, I'm going to college. I'm not going to live in Reading, you know. Thanks, but no thanks, you know. So cut to, you know, go to college for a few years, work for other people for 11 years. Work for other people for 11 years, and he says, hey, well, it looks like we're going to get the store back, Kyle. You want to help run a grocery store? I said, yes, I do. So it was a...
Now, Kyle, you do other things, too. I mean, you're out there announcing baseball games with us, right?
Yeah, that's one... Actually, that's how I... one of the most fun things I got a chance to do, and I really appreciate that, is on 1460 here, we were the sponsor for the Colt 45 series on the 10th, 11th, and 12th of July this month. And I got to sit in with Nate Aberea on the broadcast there, and I'll actually be Saturday night. I know this is the last
games. We'll be here for all of them.
He's going to have me on the Saturday broadcast too.
Well, you know, Nate is leaving us here at the end of this season, but we're going to be looking for some baseball baseball guys next year.
Call the game.
I can't say I'm surprised when it comes to that with Nate, because you can see the talents there, and he's going places.
It's time for him to go.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in a bad sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because from the day he walked in here, we talked to Nate. And, you know, this is just, you know, it's like any other place that people come here, you know, in Reading when they're in the media is... It's a great place to get your legs and to get a base. But then it's time to move on to a bigger market. And he's 24 years old.
And maybe he'll decide to come back.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah, he comes back and...
And he makes it a lot easier, too. I try not to step on him too many times. He's carried me pretty well, so...
Well, we're here with Kyle DeFore. He and his dad have Mighty Fine Foods on the corner of 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. I mean, it is an outstanding place to go to, and really a community-oriented place with 1,000 different drinks and 250 different kinds of beer. Mm-hmm. What can you say? And, you know, they support our veteran community, our wounded warriors, and just the community itself. So thank you so much for what you do.
Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
You bet. We'll be right back after these messages.
Allen and Dahl Funeral Chapels are locally owned and family-operated since 1978. Our goal is to assist you with your questions and decisions in difficult times, treating you with respect, care, and understanding, as we would with our own family. We have a reputation for being honest and compassionate, and our rates being very reasonable. We have a menu of various services, from cremation to traditional paths. Let us be there for you and help you with the questions you may have, even if you have already chosen another chapel service. That's just the kind of people we are, always there for you. Allen and Dahl, with 3 locations to serve you, Reading, Anderson, and Palisadro. For more information or questions, call 547-4444. That's 547-4444. Allen and Dahl, family helping family.
It's the 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino, starting with an awesome buffet and featuring raffles, bands, dancing, fight games, vendors, and poker hand and joker hand prizes at each stop. Poker hand with a low hand of $250 and a high hand of $500. For pre-registration form and details, visit RuddingDogPound.com or call 710-6289. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Dr. Jack Finch, Shasta Regional Hospital, Outlander Creative, Lakeshore Inn and RV, America's Tires, Shasta Athletic Club, AC Guide Service, R&R Meats, Everyday Fitness, CR Gibbs, Crown Motors, Land Custom Seats, Outlaw Motorcycle, Sojourn Sellers, Westside Pet Hospital and Boarding, Record Searchlight, California Brewery, Ridge Bay Resort, and Mosley Family Sellers. The 11th Annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Paws for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. So why are you sitting there? Come on and ride.
Want to have a great cup of specialty coffee that is reasonably priced? Well, head on down to Tobacco & Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco & Brew can fulfill all of your coffee and tea needs.
Then walk next door to the most complete tobacco shop in Northern California. Veterans discounts, e-cigs of all sizes and flavors, a walk-in humidor that has the finest cigars as noted in Cigar Aficionado. Tobacco & Brew, coffee, wine, tea, and a fully stocked tobacco emporium. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Open 7 days a week. We'll see you there.
This summer, we believe we can all beat the heat without having to sweat our electricity bill. Your Reading Electric Utility would like to remind you that there are many ways to save energy while the AC is on. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you can change a few small things around the house to save money while keeping you and your family cool. Learn how turning off lights, planting trees, and adding weather stripping and insulation can cut your electricity bill by 30% or more. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Reading is powerful together.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Abad. Good morning. It's Friday. It is 12 minutes till 8 o'clock here. It's 82 degrees out there, going up to 109 today, in case you were wondering. 605-4567 is our phone number. We have some free time here. If you've got something you want to talk about, just give us a call. We're also streaming on KCNR1460.com. We had a charter bumped our internet there for about 5 or 6 minutes, but it's back up again. Thank you, Charter. Again, it's about 11 minutes till 8 o'clock, 82 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, it's a better-known business, and Jeff does something that nobody else can do. He offers full guarantees. Whether it's a chip in your windshield or cracks over 24 inches in length, Jeff can assist you. He can fix these. If he can't, he'll just tell you. Or he'll tell you the ramifications of it. He's an extremely honest man, a lot of integrity there. Give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 Market Street. Redding Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
In the headlines today, I'm sure, Carl, that you'll find this interesting. Out of Washington, the Army is nearly 14% short of the recruits it will need to fill its ranks, marking the first time in 6 years and only the third in the last 20 that it may fall short of its recruiting goal for the year. The Army's top officer for recruiting, Major General Jeffrey Snow, acknowledged in an interview with USA Today on Thursday the difficulties in attracting young men and women to the active duty Army in an improving economy and the greater effort his recruiters are taking to find new soldiers. Seems over, the quality of recruits has remained high, Snow said. There has been a decrease in the percentage of recruits who have received waivers for failing to meet educational or other standards. In 2005, the Pentagon relaxed standards for recruits who fared poorly on standard military exams. Those who scored in the lower third of the test, so-called Category 4 recruits, have been limited to 2% of recruits. The relaxed standard allowed 4% of those recruits and even was exceeded at times. Less than 1% of the recruits this year belong in Category 4.
Well, here's another problem. So get used to this. Get used to this, America. As the economy, as you know, we're cutting back, first of all, they're taking 40,000 men and women out of the Army, forcing them out. So the number of recruiting, you know, number of recruits they're going to need is going to go down. However, they're only taking all the ones that come in, maybe 25% can make it through the Army standards there. And because the rest of them are, ready, can't read,
And you said they made some allowances. They let in like 4% of those Cat 4s whose educational requirements are woefully done because of their because of our school systems or their inattentive in school. Two, obesity. Yes, obesity. Three, drug use. So at some point, even with cutting back in the Army, which in the services right now, I frankly don't understand that. I guess they're betting on the come that nothing's going to happen in the Middle East or in that Iran and Afghanistan and Iraq. But they're cutting back there, cutting back on the Navy, cutting everything way back under the Obama administration. They can use that money elsewhere. But the bottom line is this, is that at point, and there's a point that's coming soon, there's not going to be enough able-bodied men and women to fill those recruiting spots.
Well, maybe this is going to sound funny how my mind works. Remember the Boy Scouts of America?
Yeah.
Maybe the program will be now cadets. They'll go into a cadet program. Maybe the Mormon Church, if they do break away from the Boy Scouts of America, will start a cadet program. Will they train their kids before they go to, you know, they do a mission and then they go into the Army?
Well, Mormons, Latter-day Saints, not a lot of them enter the armed services. Now, I'm saying that from decades ago. There may be a lot more now that are doing it. I know that we didn't have a lot of Latter-day Saints in the military, at least in the Marine Corps. It doesn't mean they're not doing it now. That could be. But what I'm saying is, America, and is get used to this, because probably within the next decade, you're going to need a draft. You're going to see the draft come back.
Maybe. Not under this president.
Oh, not under the next president.
You said in the next decade.
In the next decade, you're going to see the fact that we're going to need to start drafting people. Or they're going to come up with some kind of strange things that we can recruit in other countries and have them be in our services. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, they're going to be American citizens. Or you know, in other words, we're hiring people to fight for the country so they can become a citizen. Okay, that's what the French Foreign Legion does. French Foreign Legion also has a very high desertion rate, at least they used to. So we're going to be facing that in the future.
If we have a military.
And the stronger the economy. And then here's the other thing is, how many people are not joining because they don't like the things that have happened in the military? Open homosexuality. Now they're looking at transgenders. By the way, they're doing away with the transgender ban. And I wrote a blog on this. And here's the thing about the military, doing away with the transgender ban. There's so many questions that has to do with that. First of all, you know, and they've got this high-level group. Senior officers are meeting on how to do away with the ban on transgenders. There was a reason there was a ban on transgenders, and a lot of it was medical. Because I believe once a person makes that change, they've got to have a lot of medical support after that, either hormones or pills or something. I mean, it has to follow them through the rest mm-hmm. of their life, I believe. And this is what I've read. Now, how many transgenders are, one, in the service, and two, how many want to join the service to be able to do this? But here's the question. If I'm a guy, but I want to be a girl, so I joined the military for 4 years. I get in there and say, hey, you know what? I'm a transgender. I need my hormone replacement. I want to have a sex change. Do they do that? And because, you know, hey, I'm here. I've gone through your psychological testing. Yes, I am really a woman trapped in a man's body. I want transgender surgery, and the pills, and the hormone treatments, and the psychological counseling. Are we going to offer that to an enlistee? And then if you do, and they spend their 4 years in the military and they've made that radical change in their lifestyle, so they're now a female, and then, okay, I'm getting out now. All right, so you get out after 4 years. You've had the surgery paid for. You've had this. And now, because it happened while you're on active duty, with the military and the government, the VA, has to provide this constant care for the rest of their lives. Is that part of that?
Good.
I mean, these are just questions I'm asking. I'm not against it, or you know, I'm not for it. I'm not. Well, you know what? I'm just seeing is that this is really strange that this is happening. Look at all these questions. What about housing? What about morale? What about all these things? And they're looking at maybe a different kind of uniform. What for a transgender needs another kind of uniform than a male or female? I'm not sure how this works. And this is what they're supposed to be figuring out. But there's a lot of questions here on this. You know, it's one thing to say, okay, you can be openly homosexual and serve. All right. Because you know, you're going to work out things like, I'm not going to, like, you know, hey, I'm not going to room with him, or I'm not going to room with her. And you've got to take in the allowances of that person that says, look, I'm sorry, I'm just not going to room with them. And so you've got to take that into account too, with the and how you handle all this stuff. But then the cost of this, and is that, and then let's go on back to, we're down 15% in our recruiting. Oh, okay, it's the economy's getting better. How about this? How about people are becoming disillusioned with the wars that are going on? How about the military? It vastly, vastly doesn't like Obama. I mean, like 85% doesn't like Obama, doesn't trust Obama. And this goes out. They tell their friends, hey, you know what? This is, you know, you're getting screwed if you do this. This is what's going to happen. Look what they're doing to us. They're taking away, they're taking away their health benefits. They're going to have to, you're going to have to serve longer. You're going to get, you know, you're going to get less money. All of these things are coming out. So to say it's the economy is a very naive, even a misleading comment from a senior officer back there. There's everything. You've got to take it all into account, including the open homosexuality, the changes in the structure, the changes in the medical care, all these things. All they're hearing is VA stuff. How the VA veterans aren't being taken care of, and they're not in many cases. This is what's wrong. It's not just the economy, because frankly, the economy's not that strong out there. There's all these things that are happening, and all under the Commander-in-Chief's watch, Obama. Okay. I'm off my rant now.
Okay. Other news. No, seriously. Some Alaska Airlines customers have seen the future of airport security and convenience and its biometric. With the help of 200 volunteer frequent flyers, the Seattle-based carrier just completed a test program in Manita, San Jose International Airport, that allowed passengers to use their fingerprints instead of a government-issued ID and boarding pass to drop off their bags, pass through the security checkpoint, and board the planes. Alaska chose San Jose as the test site because it's an early adapter community. There are a lot of tech-savvy commuters who fly regularly because it has the CLEAR program. That's capital C-L-E-A-R. CLEAR uses fingerprints and iris scans for passengers' identification and offers expedited security clearance and 12 domestic airports at $179 annual fee. How do you feel about having your iris and your fingerprints on record?
That's fine, unless somebody gouges my eye out and takes one of my fingers, you know, and they come through. Like in an old bad movie. Anything to get through that quicker.
Deal with my fingerprint.
Anything, they come up. Scan my iris. There we go.
Take off the tip of my finger.
That's right. I can take those. I've seen it. Hey, look, Mission Impossible, they do that all the time.
Yeah, right.
They get those fake fingerprints. They stick it down.
We have to see that new movie. I can't wait to see that. It comes out today.
Hey, when we come back, Doug Wright's with us. He's president of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're gonna talk to him about taxes and permits and all these things. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The financial market struggling in early trading on Wall Street. It could be related to the latest string of negative economic reports. The government says wages and benefits grew in the spring of this year at the slowest pace in 27 years. The employment cost index rose just 0.2%. Wages and salaries alone rose at the same pace. The University of Michigan, meanwhile, says U.S. consumer sentiment slipped this month but remains at relatively high levels. Michigan's index of consumer sentiment fell to 93.1 in July from 96.1 last month. Richard Curtin, chief economist for the survey, blamed the drop on what he called the disappointing pace of economic growth. Also at SRNNews.com, police in western Pennsylvania searching now for an escaped inmate suspected of killing a woman after walking away from a work release program. Armstrong County Sheriff William Rupert spoke to WPXI-TV.
Nobody expects this to happen to their loved ones, and especially in Armstrong County. We don't have too many homicides here, and obviously this pending homicide is a very different thing for us.
Armstrong County officials say 38-year-old Robert Crisman ran from the jail yesterday morning while delivering meals to other inmates. A French law enforcement helicopter today is scouring the waters around the Indian Ocean island of Reunion in hopes of spotting more debris that could have come from Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. Joint Agency Coordination Center Deputy Coordinator Judith Zelicki spoke to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation and said if that debris does turn out to be from the missing flight, it will be a big discovery.
It is consistent if it does prove to be debris from the plane with the search area that we are in at the moment.
And the plane disappeared last year in March while flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. 14 wildfires now burning in bone dry California. About 7,000 firefighters are on the battle lines. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Are you half Irish, a quarter Italian? With Ancestry DNA, you can find new and fascinating details about your ethnic origins. And from now until Saturday, Ancestry DNA is offering an unheard-of discount off DNA kits when you visit TryAncestryDNA.com. It's the lowest price ever for Ancestry DNA. Connect with distant relatives around the world. Visit TryAncestryDNA.com now through Saturday. It's only at TryAncestryDNA.com. That's TryAncestryDNA.com.
A Palestinian official says Jewish settlers have firebombed two homes in a Palestinian village. Dr. Joseph Hike is director of plastic and reconstructive surgery at Tel Aviv Hospital and says a young mother is being treated for serious burns.
We are treating now her son, who is about 4 years old, with about 60% burn out of his total body surface area of second deep burn.
Israel's prime minister is calling it a terrorist attack, plain and simple. Facebook will begin test flights later this year on a solar-powered drone with a wingspan of a Boeing 737.
It's the next stage of Facebook's campaign to deliver internet service to remote parts of the world. Engineers at the giant social network say they've built a drone with a wingspan of 140 feet. It weighs less than 1,000 pounds.
That report from SRN's Rich Thomason, and this is SRN News. A lawsuit is now accusing CVS of deliberately overcharging some pharmacy customers for generic drugs by submitting claims to their insurance companies at inflated prices.
The suit says those inflated prices resulted in higher copays for customers, which exceeded what they would have paid for the drugs if they had no insurance and participated in a CVS discount program. The lawsuit seeks class action status, a court order prohibiting CVS from engaging in the alleged fraudulent behavior, and unspecified damages. CVS spokesman Michael DeAngelo said copays are determined by a patient's insurance.
That's SRN's Jeremy House. Unemployment and inflation stable in the 19-nation eurozone early this summer. That's when the Greek crisis was really heating up. But unemployment is high in several countries, and perhaps not surprisingly, among the euro member states, Greece had the highest unemployment rate at 25.6%, Germany the lowest at 4.7%. More details at SRNnews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. It's Friday, 8:06 in the morning here on the 31st of July, last day of July for 2015.
Oh,
who would have thought, Eric, when we hired you, I told you.
to keep July here. Because August means a birthday. So I wanted to kind of extend July 4 or 5, maybe even 6 months. I guess not.
You've been wanting to. You just keep telling everybody my birthday's August 5th.
Everybody better call in
and say it out loud. Okay. August 5th, Carl's birthday.
Yeah, okay. 8:07 in the morning, 605-4567, which is the number you can call to wish me happy birthday. And Casey, and we're streaming live on KCNR 1460. We have a chat room there where you can even write to me and say happy birthday. From any place in the world, I don't want to hear you say, well, I didn't know that. I couldn't get to you, and I didn't know you're. We stream everywhere in the world. There are astronauts up in the space station right now listening, saying, oh, wait a minute. What is that, August 5th? Is that, what day is that up here, though? You know, we're not sure. But we are sure of one thing. It's hot. It is hot. You know how hot it is?
84 degrees.
I saw two beagle hounds putting a rabbit in an air-conditioned car to get it cool enough so they could chase it later.
All right. 84 degrees in the downtown studios here on Roll Today. Our highs today are going to be 109. You know, yesterday was hot, but it didn't feel just totally inferno.
Wait a minute. I walked down the street yesterday. Let me talk to you about inferno. It was so hot.
How hot was it?
Well, I tell you what, and this is true, everybody. You walk around out here, and it doesn't take long. Make sure you have eye drops, because your eyes, my eyes look like a dried, my irises look like a Wheaties. That's what they look like, Wheaties. They were dried up. Seriously, you need to put drops in your eyes in the morning and in the evening because it is so hot.
And that's what happens
around.
When you get older, and August 5th is going to be all one more
hair,
day.
All the hair fell off my chest. It was that hot. It was that hot. Walking around yesterday, I went by the Americana Hotel. I was thinking, if it's hot for me, how hot is it for these guys just laying here on the sidewalk like this?
I don't know. I must have been born hot because I don't have hair on my chest. But anyway, hot today, partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around too much information. Partly cloudy tonight with temperatures around 74. Saturday calls for 103. And no, your irises are not going to turn into cornflakes on Sunday at 100 degrees. But, you know, that was a weird – I can't get the visual out of my head. It's something kind of like a space, you know. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where it's cool to be a Shasta Gas customer. And they are a locally owned and operated business where they give senior and veteran discounts. Because we know those veterans can get weird with the snowflake irises, or cornflake irises. 365-3793 is the number of Shasta Gas Propane.
It's hot. You know how hot it is? It is so hot that if you don't call Alliance Heat and Air right now at 221-2642, and just come over and just look at my air conditioner. I know it can't be working as well as it should be. And you need to go give Martin a call. Another veteran. It's a veteran-owned business, which is important, but it's not as important as he really knows what he's doing. He and his crew really know. Any make, any model, he'll fix it, he'll maintain it, he'll clean those filters for you. He'll make sure that you've got cool air coming out of your house. Give him a call again, 221-2642, or check out his website, homecomfort.org. All right. Now, usually Friday's a little more sedate than this, but Doug Wright's over here going, what did I get into? He said, last time it was really nice and all this, and now they're talking about Wheaties in their eyes because it's so hot. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Thanks for having me.
Doug, besides being a lawyer here in town, is also the chairman of the board of the Reading Chamber of Commerce.
Correct.
And this is one. Last time you were on, we got into a lot of good discussions because there's been a lot of things happening in our town, and the Chamber of Commerce is leaning forward with things, and maybe much more so than they used to. And one of them was that the tax issues, but there's other things that are important to the Chamber of Commerce.
Sure. You know, we really look out for the business community. That's our main focus and goal and mission as a Chamber of Commerce. And you're right about the getting out there in front of things that normally aren't Chamber of Commerce type issues. For example, sales tax. It's pretty unique that a Chamber of Commerce would get behind the concept, but our membership is demanding that we do something about the crime problem we have in the community. It's their number one priority, so those are things that we keep in mind and that we focus on, and public safety sales tax would be something that we would certainly look at and support if it's going to work out for our membership.
Well, you know, I understand that, and I understand that that's taken a kind of a strong sense, but I also remember that when we talked about this, when this thing was really popping a few months ago, and now it's kind of quieted down, and we'll talk about that in a second, but it was a lot of parameters to it. It wasn't just, oh, let's just raise taxes. Y'all were also saying, well, if we're going to raise the taxes, if we're going to get behind this, certain things have to happen. We're just not just going willy-nilly into this.
That's true. Because, you know, I think we all agree no one wants taxes raised. No one likes to pay taxes. However, when they are needed sometimes, then, you know, you got to make sure you're doing it responsibly. And that's why we did put certain conditions on it in order for us to support a sales tax measure, such as there would need to be a declaration of emergency from city council, meaning that whether it's either fiscal or a public safety emergency, some sort of an emergency declaration. We would want there to be a sunset provision. We would want there to be an advisory or committee, steering committee, that would help oversee that to make sure that the money was spent properly. Those are types of things that really are part of other sales tax measures that have occurred in, for example, Anderson or Red Bluff, that we would want as well to make sure that things are done, you know, in the open and done properly.
Well, it's got to be because, you know, I think trust of our elected officials, unfortunately, is probably at an all-time low.
I would agree with that.
And it's not just at the federal level. I think it's state, county, and city level.
Yep.
People are just questioning things because it just is. They're seeing money spent on stuff.
Lots of money spent on
stuff. Lots of money. And I mean, huge budgets, and yet we seem not to have enough money. And we can't seem to get our streets fixed, and we can't seem to have enough policemen, and we don't have enough room, and then all these other things. Now, this exalted plan that's supposed to be coming out in August, that's the public safety plan.
The blueprint
that everything is going to hinge on. And they're talking about, you know, a fire and all this. Are they addressing mental health in this also?
I believe so. That was part of my conversation with the group that's doing it, is that mental health is got to be a component because it's certainly an issue that our community faces, and it faces on a much larger scale than I think people even realize.
We have had we've done a couple shows on the mental health problems we have here, because you can't have a grasp on what's happening to our community. And it's not just enough to have the police. It's not just enough to have safety and fire. It's not enough to even have enough room in a jail. We've got to address the mental health side of it.
Absolutely, because if we don't, RPD deals with it. The sheriff has to deal with it at the jail. Fire has to deal with it when they show up at some sort of an emergency call. It has to be dealt with, and those are not the proper agencies to be dealing with mental health. And if we can address it through a proper avenue, then those folks with the police, the sheriff, and the fire, they can properly use their resources for what they should be doing and not dealing with the mental
health. That's right. And that's not even getting into the emergency rooms.
Correct.
Where they're taking up beds in the emergency rooms for 3 days, or at least in the hospital for 3 days, while they're holding people because we have no place to put them.
Yep.
All right. Our guest is Doug Wright, who is chairman of the board of the Reading Chamber of Commerce. And we're talking about raising taxes, but there's a lot of things that, you know, it's, you know, people can say, oh, yeah, you know, if we had just more money, it'll solve all of our problems. Well, we also know that's not the answer, more money, because more money is like green crack. I mean, the more you get, the more you want to, the more you need, the more you want to spend. That's from Daniel Myers, and I appreciate that, Daniel. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Bastiani Arms, started 6 years ago by John Bastiani and his wife at 2539 Larkspur. They've been a success. Why? Customer service, always having what they're customers want, and guns and shooting accessories, ammo, gunsmithing, all of that. Plus, it's a one-stop shop when it comes to classes, concealed carry, hunter safety, all of this at Bastiani Arms at 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading. Give them a call at 222-8222, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, we have the barbecue bottles have showed up at the plant now, and we have an exchange program if you're in a hurry. Gary, Mad Dog Stallone, and Rhett are waiting to help you. Robin also has propane exchange at Corning, so stop by and let her show you. Joe is filling tanks and motorhomes at Weaverville, so come in and say hello. We have all the bulk oil tanks full at the Reading plant, and everything from tractor hydraulic to synthetic motor oils and lubes. Before the boys run off to the fires, check your tanks and levels and give Danny a call. We deliver about everywhere. A special thank you to all the companies and individuals who donated to the 4-H FFA Community Barbecue. It was very hot, but it turned out to be a great success. Thanks from all of us at Northern Lights Energy. 241-2121. 9896. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
This is Jonathan Anderson, director of the Good News Rescue Mission. In response to the concerns of our community caused by the recent recession, changes in our state law, prolonged drug problems, and an increase in mental health issues, the mission has examined its policies and practices in order to take a proactive approach. We have developed great incentive programs to help keep people off the streets and to help them break the cycle of poverty. However, we have also implemented strict policies to deter those who are criminally active and bent on destruction in our community. Any guests who are caught loitering, stealing, or panhandling will have an alert placed on their electronic account and will be denied services until they speak with a case management team to address their negative behaviors. Last year, with these efforts, we helped 250 people break their cycle of poverty and are no longer on the streets of Shasta County. To help break the cycle of poverty in our community, please visit us at gnrm.org.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
Welcome back.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, 8:18 in the morning on this beautiful Friday, the last day of July. This portion of the show is brought to you. Well, I know you've been kind of
84 degrees.
Yeah, currently 84 degrees. So come on down to View 202 on Sunday. We have a beautiful brunch with Chef Dustin Heisler, a new chef that's been brought in. And we have jazz on the veranda. Now, the music has changed in the month of August because we know it's going to be hotter, so we're going from 11 to 1. We moved it up just a half hour, and come join me. I've got Bernie Baker on guitar, Bruce Canlin on stand-up bass, wonderful, wonderful menu, mimosas, manmosas, wonderful cocktails. Everybody's very much enjoying the experience of jazz on the veranda. You know where that is. And you can call for reservations at 226-8439. Again, we're there every Sunday for jazz brunch.
There at View 202. And they have the misters going, and it's in the shade. So it's cool there. Hey, we're here with Doug Wright, who is the chairman of the board of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, but he's also, of course, a practicing attorney.
Right, with Wright and Nash, and attorney that's practicing a business law.
Yep. About half my practice is business, and the other half is estate planning, and kind of a mishmash of other stuff, too, because it's Reading, and you know, a lot of things come up from friends and family that you got to help them through the process.
Well, we just asked you for some. And you know, here's the thing about when you know people in readiness. Hey, you do this kind of law. Well, who does this kind of law? And everybody knows each other. Yep. So you can probably pretty much, you know, say, well, I know that this person does this, that kind of thing. We're going back into the taxation. But, you know, before the Chamber of Commerce gets behind it, you've got, like, five different things that have to be done, thank goodness.
Yep.
Because when I see things like we're spending $30,000 on water police at the city, and then we turn around and we beg for money from the state to fix water sprinklers that are pouring water across the road and have been doing this for months with people complaining and saying we don't have money to fix that, and yet we can spend $30,000 on water police. I can't help but think that $30,000 could have been spent on fixing sprinklers.
I agree. It's an absolute model of inefficiency. I mean, that's the only way to think of it. It's just unbelievable that, you know, how things occur.
Do we have any, besides Brent Weaver, are there any business people sitting there that running businesses on the city council? I think Kristen Schrader did for a while.
Yeah, she may have a consulting company.
Yeah, consulting firm.
Everybody else is retired or not?
Yeah, Missy was in. She was in business
for a while
previously, but yeah, she's retired.
Okay. Well, anyway, I would like to think as we need to have, you know, that, and this is where the Chamber of Commerce is so important.
Yeah.
People that have got their fingers on the pulse of what's happening here business-wise have got to be able to push things into the Chamber of Commerce, into the City Council here.
That's what we're trying to do. You know, there's, in addition to the Chamber of Commerce, you know, we get a lot of support from, for example, Ed Ruhlman with the Merchants Crime Watch Group. He's also on the board and executive committee for the Chamber of Commerce as well, but, you know, he's got a whole other group that may not be members of the Chamber, but we're aligned with them and what they want to do. So, you know, you're right. The business community as a whole got to start pushing on City Hall to get some of this stuff moving.
What would you say is the biggest problem facing us here as far as business goes in Reading?
A couple different things. One is certainly the crime issue.
Right.
I know that the numbers that were released recently show that there is a decrease in crime, but I don't think that really reflects what's happening. The second part is just doing business in Reading and Shasta County. It's a very difficult place. In fact, I have yet to meet a single business owner that has gone through City Hall or through the county for the planning process and permitting that had any sort of a positive experience. Every one of them leaves frustrated. Every one of them leaves upset. And, you know, there's a lot of folks from out of town that have come here to develop and said they will never come back again because of what they had to go through. So, you know, it's those are two big problems that are really going to hurt us economically.
I want to follow up with that, but we've got Charles. Good morning.
Yes, the election is coming up next year, and when there was a changing of the guard at your position in the Chamber of Commerce, one of the things that was reportedly said was that there would be a continuation of the chamber's previous political activities, and while it wasn't stated in that exact article, I mean, some of the things that Frank Strazzarino, some of the comments he made about equating political dissidents with hoodlums and endorsing the city council's curtailment of speech and their insistence upon reducing transparency and playing fast and loose with campaign promises, etc. I mean that's not the kind of thing that we need to see any part of going into next year's election, and I wanted to get your take on some of that business. It's been, is there going to be a continuation of that garbage, or are we going to see a different chamber going into next year?
Well, I can tell you, I'm not familiar with those comments from Frank Strazzarino. Frank's been our leader for, 22 years. He is retiring this year. But, Frank's been, he's a political guy. He likes to get out there and mix it up, and, he's going to give you his opinion one way or another. But I can tell you this much, the focus this year with the chamber has really been, what's critical for our community, which is, crime, which is business development. And we've been, meeting regularly with elected officials. We meet regularly with people and staff at the city hall, at the county. Those types of issues are important because you don't get anywhere, you don't make progress by throwing rocks at people. You make progress with sitting down and talking to them and say, this is our concern, this is our issue, and this is what we would like to see moving forward. And if we don't see it moving forward, then we're going to push for change.
Okay, Charles, thanks a lot. We need change. We need change, right?
We do. We are not on a good track.
Okay, the things that you said there about hurting business and other people, if this is so prevalent, and it seems to me, I've heard two people that I respect as being very they're not one way kind of people, if you know what I mean. They're sure. They're open, they're flexible, they are they love this community, they've chosen this community to live in. It's not like they were born and raised here and couldn't get out. They chose this community to come to. They're both starting businesses. They're both having a tough time. And the things that should have been built a year ago, this is how long it's been going on. Where does it say in the code that we have to screw with you? You know, and it's right in there. When they come up and they slap it like they do, they slap this model and we come out, see what business we can delay today.
It doesn't say in the code, but I think it might be written on the wall somewhere. Seems like it.
I mean, am I just exaggerating? I mean, no. As I told you during the break, I don't do business with, except for business licenses, which I'm, glad to have. And we reside here, and our businesses are located here. I don't do business with the city or the county. I do business with the state and the feds. And I've had nothing, frankly, but really a lot of help from the state and the feds. They've been open. They've been helpful. Not one time have they delayed me on anything. And they have spent time on the phone walking through certain steps with me.
Sure. And that's sort of what you would expect.
Yeah. At the city would even be more.
Yep. Because if you're receptive and open to helping people, things get done a lot quicker. It's better for everybody. It's better for City Hall. They don't have to spend as much time dealing with it. It's better for the business community. They can move forward and, really start getting some return on that investment, which is what they're seeking, which creates jobs, which, that dollar starts spinning in the community. And
Tax base goes up.
Yep, everybody wins,
I mean, if this is such a problem, and for me, a lot of mine is anecdotal because I just, a lot of people scroll through here. But they also, a lot of them, almost all of them have said the same thing and that they're, the problems they're having. And you're saying this. At what point does the city council wake up or the city manager wake up and say, we're hearing a lot of this stuff. But their answer to that is, nobody's complained. Well, nobody complains in writing because you've got to come back through the same people again.
I can tell you this much. Brent Weaver's acutely aware of this problem because he's obviously in the industry. But I know from my conversations with him that he's working on it. Of course, Bill Nagel just retired, so they're finding a replacement for him. And, of course, we're encouraging to get someone from outside the area, someone that's strong and will,
That comes from a place where they do a lot of business.
Yes, because that will, there's got to be, I can't think of anything other than just it's a culture there that needs to change. And, the only way you do that is you bring someone from outside that's going to come in there and make changes.
Well, let me tell you a quick story about a unit in the Marine Corps. This unit always had a reputation for having problems. And I knew some of the commanders that walked in there, and they were really good men. But when the culture is in there, and you've got people who have been in, and it's like, the good thing was they're only in there for 3 or 4 years, the culture spreads to the next guy coming in, and to the next guy. And then all of a sudden, you're surrounded by this. And when you've got a culture that people have been in there 15, 20 years,
it's systemic.
It's systemic. It becomes systemic at that point.
Yeah.
And this is the way we've always done it. And so maybe bringing somebody in that is just going to be very strong about getting business done.
Hopefully. And I think I love this community. I was born and raised here. My family's been here for 130 years. But there is that component here where, you're not from here. You don't know how things work. And, if you try to change it, screw you, you're out. And that's not good for us. It's not good for anybody. And it's not good for those of us that have been here for generations. It's not good for those of us that just moved here. It's not good for anybody.
No.
So we need to, we need to lose that mentality and be open to progress and making things work smoothly.
Okay. Doug, Doug Wright, who is the chairman of the board of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, we need this. We need somebody that's going to roll in there. And I mean, literally, we need the Chamber of Commerce to come in as a unit and shake it up.
Yep.
And just say, look, you guys ever want support from us? We're going to remember this. You need to do something to help us here. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. 84 degrees out there, 8:31 in the morning.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's time for Shasta Lake Floor's Midsummer Flooring Sale. Shasta County's premier hardwood sales and installation company is offering outstanding values right now on hardwood flooring of all types. Now through August 20th, Shasta Lake Floors will be discounting its entire hardwood selection. Also on sale is the new waterproof laminate stocked exclusively by Shasta Lake Floors. If you're looking for a high-quality carpet, Karastan Carpet is on sale too. And you can't get any higher quality than that. Free pad upgrades with all installed orders. Hundreds of carpet remnants to choose from and pallets of hardwood and laminate ready to be installed in your house right now. This sale includes special order items too. Come by Shasta Lake Floors today for the lowest prices and the best service in the North State. And yes, financing is available. Ask about our 4-year no interest financing. The Midsummer Sale is on now at Shasta Lake Floors, 4052 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake. Open Monday through Saturday.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This summer, we can all save energy and money together. Your Redding Electric Utility would like to remind you that you may qualify for one of the many rebates available for upgrading your appliances, adding insulation and window screens, or making other energy-saving improvements to your home or business. Please visit reupower.com to learn how you may earn a credit on your electricity bill. Save energy, save money. Remember, reupower.com, brought to you by REU, where Redding is powerful together.
Good morning. Welcome back to the KCNR 1460 morning show here with Carla Lindebaugh. Our special guest today is attorney Doug Wright, who is the chairman of the board for Chamber of Commerce. He's with Wright and Nash. Currently 84 degrees in the downtown studios. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, Man's Last Stronghold, a better known business. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It's the Cheers of Barbershops. It is the best barbershop in town. I can just say that because that's what I believe. It's editorializing. I believe it's the best barbershop here in town, maybe anywhere. And right down the street, still in the Cypress Square Barbershop, still off Athens, it's Classic Cafe with Millie and Kathy. Today's the last Friday. I bet they've got a big special dinner tonight. Mm. In fact, Eric, I want you to call Classic Cafe and see if they've got a special dinner going on tonight. Right, just look it up there and call them and ask them. Because Millie and Kathy walk in there. It's a mini, mini Veterans Museum right there. You can get a hug, too, when you walk through the door.
Great girls.
Okay.
Doug. Hey, before we go into our next portion of the show, which you guys are on a roll, I wanted to make sure that we have those free. We have 4 tickets to give away, free admission into Turtle Bay. Donna earlier today redeemed her tickets. She said, "I've never been to Turtle Bay." I'm so excited about that because we want you all to experience the Turtle Bay 300 acres. It's one interactive museum. It's great. It's right here in the North State. It's one of our greatest treasures. And we are giving away 4 free passes so you can take friends, neighbors, kids. Give us a call at 605-4567. That's 605-4567. Eric, our producer, will be answering the phones, and we want to give you those 4 tickets. So give us a call right now.
Okay, Doug Wright is our guest, chairman of the board of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, and we've been talking about the problems that business is facing here in town. And we talked about just the basic business, getting it through the city, all right, which that should be, if anything, should be a lot easier.
Should be.
And, we talked about why don't we pay bonuses to the guys that put business on the streets. In other words, you know what? I put 5 businesses on this month. Well, good. Here's $5,000, and it's going to be paid to you as bonuses.
That's certainly how it works in the private sector.
Well, I'm just thinking about it. Instead of taking a year, we just talked about it. Linda and I just started a new company. We're part of it is moving hazmat along the roads. It took me less than a week to get that permission.
And it shouldn't even take that long.
And, the only reason it did is because I had to fill out paperwork and I'm slow. and it took it, and they took the information. And this was mailing things to people, having to come back, talking to people on the line. And this is trucking. I mean, trucking's not an easy thing to do. So sure. I'm working with the state and feds on this, and drivers, especially moving hazardous materials. In this case, it's hot oil. It's not like explosives or nuclear waste or anything, but it's still hazmat. Done. You're dealing with people that want to help, in the small business. And this is what it was, small business. I got it done quicker than somebody who's trying to get a permit to have a party at their place or to be able to have, things at their place. I mean, they're still working on it. It's been a year.
I'm not surprised.
I mean, this is just sad when I hear this.
It
and
is.
I hope the city council's listening. I hope somebody takes this show and just sends it to them, because I've got the chairman of the board, the Chamber of Commerce, is saying the same thing.
And so it's our membership.
And the membership. And it's not just you.
The number two problem behind crime, which was by far and large our number one issue, was government regulation, which is dealing with City Hall, permitting, licensing, all of the stuff that they need to do to get their business either moving or some new development project that they're doing. That was the number two concern, was government regulation.
Okay.
So it's certainly, an issue for our membership, which is, we have a lot of folks that are members.
Problems we're having at City Hall. All right. So do we have anything to say about who gets hired down there? I think they're talking about bringing somebody up out of the group there that's taking Bill Nagel's place. Did I hear that?
I don't know where they're at in that process. I know that City Council approved an increase in the salary so that they could attract
$11,400 a year isn't enough. A month isn't enough, not counting all the other things that go with it.
There was a committee that was in charge of the hiring, but I don't know who was on that. I probably suspect maybe some of the business community, the Chamber of Commerce, was not invited to participate.
Okay. So. All right. Let's talk Stillwater for a minute.
Sure.
I heard that there's a sale going out there.
Oh.
Yeah, kind of closely held there, but I got this from somebody in the upper ranks out there that they may be close to selling a place out there.
I am not surprised, because Mark LaSalle's at the EDC. I'm on the board there as well. And Mark has he's worked wonders out there. I mean, he has brought in so many groups to take a look at that. And the feedback he's gotten is that, it's one of a kind. I know it's a lightning rod in this community, but what we're offering is very unique in the state of California, or even the Western United States, because
what is unique? Because I, if it's this unique, and I know that Mark told me one day, his heart was broken. He thought these guys wanted it. I mean, they were ready to sign, and then something happened in Europe, because they're a multinational company. Something happened in Europe, and they had to walk away from it. He said, "I put my head down on the desk." And, if you know Mark, he's not one of those people who put his head down on the desk.
No, but I know what you're talking about.
You know which one I'm talking about then. And it was a backbreaker.
It would have been a game changer for our community.
Yes, it would have. Yep. But now I understand there's something in the wind here.
Well, if Mark's listening, then I will be calling him this morning, because I haven't heard.
People say things here, and then they look at us and go, "We're not on the air, are we?"
No.
And by the way, a little just kind of insert in there. Kay Wilson, congratulations. Your 4 tickets are at the front of you won the Turtle Bay at free admission. And we mentioned earlier about what – I know you guys are smack in the middle of this, but I want to get this while I'm thinking of it. Classic Cafe today, clam chowder, boneless barbecue pork ribs for $8.95. There you go. All right. So we promised to get that information to you. There you go.
Okay. Stillwater. So, yep. I mean, okay, tell us what's unique about it. You're on that board out there. Because I see Stillwater, it's shovel ready. I mean, it's ready to go.
That's exactly what makes it unique. There's not many business parks that are at that phase. A lot of business parks are in the planning component or in the visionary, you know, which is even further away. But Stillwater's ready. And as soon as I think if the sale you mentioned does occur, I think it's going to be like dominoes. Once it starts, it's going to go.
It's getting the first one. And you know what? And then 5 years from now, everybody's going to be saying, I was on the Stillwater bandwagon.
We've always loved that place.
Yeah, we've always, you know what? I voted for it. You know, Ken Murray, I voted for that. You know,
great idea.
Make me senator. And, and so you've got that. But right now, yeah, it's tough. You know, I mean, we were wanting to put a private prison out there. You know, I was thinking of, you know, bringing in goats.
I've heard homeless camps out there. We should set it up for that. And, you know, that's just
let's put the pistol range out there.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think something that's helping Stillwater at this point is that we're running out of available space in town. You know, a lot of the bigger buildings have been leased out and that were available before. So companies wouldn't build. They could just lease. Or
is the economy getting better here on that, would you say? I mean,
you know, I'm on the ground on a lot of business deals.
Yeah.
I would say we've probably stabilized. I think we could be doing a lot better. But, you know, money's moving. People are buying and selling, and things are happening.
People
are still starting businesses. You know, we've seen an uptick in formations this year, which is corporate and LLC formations. So people are taking the steps to get the ball moving.
Jed Allen is building, over 200 homes?
Yeah.
And that puts a lot of people to work right there.
Those housing starts, you know, that's a good indicator.
And we've got a caller. In fact, he's on the line right now. I was just going to mention him. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl.
I know, maybe you didn't hear, but I was just getting ready to say, hey, we have a caller named Billy Bob. And here you are on the line, you know, because I was going to talk about, because we just talked about construction starts.
Well, and again, the emphasis on getting business into this area is, of course, above all, number one, crime will succeed only if the jobs are created. And again, the Stillwater situation is a good example of why a public municipalities or public entities should not go into the development business. That was a mistake in the beginning. Public money, $28 million plus the cost of the bonds, that'll end up costing us about $40 million out there. And it's not the position of any municipality or public entity to be in the development business. That's for the private sector. Secondly, the city of Reading is so top-heavy with outrageous salaries and commissions and retirements, and that until there is an absolute revolution in our pay scale, and everybody says, oh, you need to better the pay scale to attract attention. No, there's people out there with a family of four working for $40,000 to $45,000 a year. If they don't want their job with a 25% paycheck, go find and flip burgers down at Burger King. We'll find someone else to do your job. So anyway, again, the impactment fees, the fees and permits, absolutely outrageous. No one can afford to build in this town. So again, until all that has changed, we're going to sit in our own mire and just have to suffer through it. So again, thanks for the great show, Carl.
You bet, Billy Bob.
And I agree with him 100% on all counts.
It is, you know, and you know that once you get, you know, we're saying, okay, we might have sold one. You know, here we are. We might be getting so on. But he's right. You know, once the government gets into, you know, this kind of thing. Is when you have a change of, as soon as you have the next election, you could have a whole change of what people want to do with it. And,
correct.
I mean, you know, the city council could vote, oh, well, you know, we're just going to give it to this one company, you know, because they said they're going to give us 500 jobs instead of keeping it and selling it like that.
Yeah.
You know, we have a guest here that says, I know someone with four lots in Stillwater Park and is very motivated about selling. Will they let me graze goats on there? Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here.
Our guest is Doug Wright, a lawyer here with Wright & Nash, but he's here as the spokesman for the Chamber of Commerce. He's the chairman of the board of the Chamber of Commerce right here in Reading. We're talking about business. We're talking about Stillwater. We're talking about things to enhance our community. And when we come back, everything hinges on the economy and business. You know, all these problems we have, not all of them, but I would say the vast majority of these problems would go away.
I agree. Government is not the solution.
There you go. All right, we'll be right back.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
It's the 11th annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Pause for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. Starting with an awesome buffet and featuring raffles, bands, dancing, fight games, vendors, and poker hand and joker hand prizes at each stop. Poker hand with a low hand of $250 and a high hand of $500. For pre-registration form and details, visit ReadingDogPound.com or call 710-6289. Sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino, Dr. Jack Finch, Shasta Regional Hospital, Outlander Creative, Lakeshore Inn and RV, America's Tires, Shasta Athletic Club, AC Guide Service, R&R Meats, Everyday Fitness, CR Gibbs, Crown Motors, Lamb Custom Seats, Outlaw Motorcycle, Sojourn Sellers, Westside Pet Hospital and Boarding, Record Searchlight, California Brewery, Ridge Bay Resort, and Mosley Family Sellers. The 11th Annual Dog Pound Poker Run benefiting Rescue Animal Coalition's Pause for a Cause. Saturday, September 19th, starting at the Wind River Resort and Casino. So why are you sitting there? Come on and ride.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Charles here inviting you to enjoy Mary's new specials. We're cooking up some great new things for you to enjoy. Lemon Shrimp Linguine. It's a fresh take on shrimp scampi with a creamy white wine and lemon sauce with fresh herbs on a bed of linguine. Also, we brought some spice into the shack. Pizza a la sriracha. Chicken with sriracha sauce and ranch, white cheddar, pineapple, green and crispy red onions. It's pizza with a little kick. Wraps are back also. We have the buffalo chicken, chicken Caesar wrap, or the turkey wrap. How about the shrimp bruschetta for an appetizer? Toasted slices, sourdough topped with shrimp and a garlic, lemon, and creamy white wine sauce, then topped with more garlic, parmesan, and parsley. Everything here at Mary's Pizza Shack is made from scratch from my grandmother's recipes. Come on in and enjoy.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, Eric. Hey, it's Friday, everybody. It's about 12 minutes till 9 o'clock. 84 degrees out there, going up to 109 today. Tomorrow, about 103, and down to close to 100. In fact, 100 on Sunday. That's why you want to head out to Holiday Harbor. Rent one of their boats out there. Rent anything out there and get into the lake. The lake's beautiful. And unlike any other place out there, you can get it all at Holiday Harbor. Patio boats, speed boats, things to tow, personal watercraft, paddle boards, everything right there at Holiday Harbor. All their gear is in outstanding condition. Give them a call at 238-2383 or go to LakeShasta.com. Have your little staycation this weekend, Rick. Holiday Harbor on Lake Shasta. Doug Wright is our guest. He was the chairman of the board of the Chamber of Commerce here in Reading. And we've been talking business. And, you know, that's the bottom line. Every problem we have here, or every concern, is related to money. One of the ways we get more money is a higher tax base. The way we get a higher tax base is?
Through jobs.
And how do we get? Well, what can we do to is what can what is the Chamber of Commerce actively involved in bringing in businesses here?
We try to be as much as possible. We sell the area. We work with our members to make sure they're in compliance. We encourage and provide networking opportunities for them so that they can get out there and sell their products, which hopefully, you know, you get that dollar spinning in the community and will attract new businesses. It's a tough area to get people to move into because of what we've talked about, but, you know, we're certainly trying.
Well, we've talked to people that have come back here in the last 4 or 5 years, just like we have, and we like the area. We like the people. Even the heat isn't that big a thing because there's so many things you can do. And besides, anyway, everybody's in air conditioning or whatever.
Sure.
Donnie Greenberg wrote, did you see her article the other day? Everybody's seen Donnie Greenberg's article.
I read it in the back room before the show actually.
Yeah,
I had not read it yet.
Donnie Greenberg's article was very touching from a person who loves Reading.
You're same with me. You know, every time that my wife and I travel outside of town and we come back, we sort of have those same type of, you know, thoughts and epiphanies when we're in Southern California or anywhere outside the area. Like, man, it could be so great if Reading was like this. Mm-hmm. You know, and we love the area. We love living where we live. But we can do better, and we should be doing better. You know, it's a beautiful area. The people here are wonderful. We can do better. And, you know, it's sad to see our community in the state of affairs. You know, like I said, I was born and raised here. I've known this place my entire life. And, you know, it's sad to see where we're at now.
Well, what's going to do it? I mean, okay, the jobs, but then, you know, we've got this homeless center now that we've become. How do we, and people, you know, are talking about, Ed Roman and they just hate homeless. That's not it at all.
No.
Ed doesn't hate homeless.
No.
Ed helps homeless. Ed hires a lot of people that have, you know, to give them second chances. But it's his industry and the industry around here in the hotels and stores and stuff, there'd be an impact in all these transients are coming through here.
That's exactly it. It's not the homeless. It's the transients and the criminals that don't have a home are the problem. And, you know, I think that one of the problems we have is, and hopefully they're not advertisers to you guys, I doubt they are, is a lot of the local downtown hotels that harbor these folks.
Yeah.
You know, and fortunately they're, you know, starting to do some code enforcement. But, you know, this is an issue that Ed and I have been talking about for 3.5 years. You know, I've lectured on this topic over and over and over again. And the city hired an out-of-town law firm to give them advice that I've been giving them to them for free for 3 years.
It's probably the same advice.
It's exactly the same advice.
Why in the hell do we hire people from out of town or out of area when we've got the expertise here? I don't understand. Oh, we have to bring in this guy to do this. Why? I mean, it's not like, I mean, they come in from someplace else and have no idea what this town's like.
Yep. And, you know, there are some really talented folks that choose to live here, that choose to do business here, that choose to raise their family here. You know, they're not just local yokels that, we're going to give my brother-in-law the job. They're really talented people that do business outside of this community as well and are leaders in, you know, in their business industries. You know, there's some guys in town that I know that, you know, they do jobs all across the Western United States. They're number one in their field, yet they get passed over locally because, you're local. We don't want to deal with the locals. It's just mind-boggling to me.
I find that just reprehensible.
Yeah.
That our people would pass over local people who are qualified to go to someplace else because, we're local and we don't want to make it look like we're giving it to somebody local. Well, why not? I mean, excuse me, it's our money.
It's our money.
And if they can do the job, why not give it to somebody?
Yeah. And most likely do the job better. So, you know, it's frustrating.
The safety plan is coming out this month or next or in August, right?
Yes, supposed to be.
Do you have any big hopes for this?
I hope that it will outline what we need to do and actually put a dollar figure on it so that we can identify what we need. And maybe it will say you don't need anything, but I don't think it'll say that. But if it outlines what we need and it put a dollar figure on it, then we know exactly where we're at. We know the direction we need to be. Because right now people are just guessing. They think they have all the solutions. Well, if we're paying some group, you know, $155,000 to come up with an answer, then I expect there'll be an answer.
The $155,000 too is supposed to be it addresses everything.
It's supposed to be.
So kind of like a symbiotic type of relationship we have with all of our agencies, mental health, fire safety and all this. The crime issue is tied into so many others, as we've talked about.
Yes.
Was it a surprise to you to see that the Board of Supervisors turned down a chance for a bigger jail?
Yes. Having had conversations with some of the supervisors, I understand why they voted the way they did because of the economics of it. But I think that there probably needs to be a little bit more foresight involved sometimes. And, you know, there were other counties that were in the same position that they did take that step to, you know, improve the facilities because that's what we do in the business world. You know, you take that risk with your investment and, you know, with the plan, the strategic plan that you will be able to pay for it because, you know, the plan, you know.
Yeah. I said, well, why don't you just, you know, 75% of the people that goes into jails here comes from Reading.
Yeah.
There's got to be something that Reading could pay half of the cost of this out of our budget. And, is that so far outside the realm that we can't even talk about that?
You know, well, I think there's two issues there. One is the political side, the talking about it. And two, there may be a legal issue why we can't do it. You know, the sheriff's in charge of the jail. It's a county issue.
Sheriff says it's, you know.
If Tom says that it's doable, then it's doable. I don't doubt that he would.
It seems like, is it the city council can say, hey, look, I mean, because part of this new tax raise, remember, was to go up for incarceration of people?
Yep. Measure F was, for sure.
Right. F was for the incarceration of people. Well, then obviously we can do that, so why not just take some of the money that we have and just say, okay, look, it's going to be another $130,000 a year, so half of it's ours, you know, of that is ours, but yet we can put another 80 people away.
Yeah.
I don't know what a big difference that is, frankly, but maybe it will be.
80. One person off the street that's committing crimes is a good start.
If you can get 10 of the ones that are doing 80% of it. Cool. Okay. We got like 2 minutes, 3 minutes left. Thoughts from the Chamber of Commerce for people.
Well, at this point, you know, we're in the process of hiring a new CEO. We have local candidates that are. It was a steal for us to find these folks. Absolutely, Bruce Dean. You know, he's a taskmaster. He went out there and
Bruce Dean. Black Bear Diner is out looking. He took a personal interest in this. He said he wanted to want somebody in there.
Yep. So he got us three local candidates that are, you know, outstanding. We'll be, you know, finishing up that process in the next month, and we have a series of things we're rolling out in September for the chamber we're excited about. So, you know, as we finish up the year, we'd love to invite the business community back to join us. We have suffered some membership losses, but I think with the new and improved Chamber of Commerce as we move forward, we'll hopefully incentivize people to join us.
When's the next soiree?
We are doing State of the City September 29th is our next big event.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we have greeters every week, and we have other events that, you know, networking events that come and that happen.
So. I think people want to know about the State of the City. I think that'll be good. Is it going to be at Cascade or the Civic?
I believe it's going to be at the Civic.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. I think it becomes a lunch and all that stuff.
Yep, it's a lunch. Right? Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Well, that's good. You know what? We need the Chamber of Commerce to jump up here and start punching away and start taking a bigger say because, there's a book out there that – when it comes down to the fact, it's people in the community, not the politicians, that make the changes. And and as life as we know it needs to have that happen, where, you know, these people push the changes onto the elected officials.
Yep, and that's what we need to continue to do.
Okay. Doug Wright, Chairman of the Board of the Reading Chamber of Commerce, also a practicing partner in Wright & Nash here in town, a lawyer. You can give him a call at... I think it's, 243-6000?
Yep.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot, Doug, for coming
in. Appreciate having me on.
Well, you know, appreciate what you're doing for the town, because I know it takes a lot of time to do this.
My wife is a saint for putting up with me and all the sacrifices that she makes.
Okay, hey, next week on Monday, we're going to have Enjoy the Magazine starting us off this week with what's going on, what's going on in the North State for this next month. Remember, baseball tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night, last game's Colt 45s. The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well. a church gunman, Dylan Ruth, 21-year-old's first court appearance on federal charges, including hate crime charges, federal magistrate entering not guilty pleas on Ruth's behalf. Zimbabwe will seek the extradition of American Walter Palmer, the Minneapolis dentist killed a protected lion while on a hunting expedition. Zimbabwe's environment minister says wheels of justice already turning.
Who will approach the American government? And I understand that already the processes have started.
Palmer has dropped out of sight. Police investigating an incident this morning outside the U.S. Capitol. A car rammed a security barricade at the south entrance to the Capitol grounds. The only person in the car, the driver, arrested by U.S. Capitol Police. 26 hours after walking away from...